Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, before I get on with the tip, I just want to apologize for the quality of this recording. I'm actually outside right now. I don't have my recording equipment here. I'm just armed with my smartphone. I'm smoking a cigar at Casa de Castain, just kind of doing a little bit of thinking time, which I think is really important that you have that time to just kind of be alone with your thoughts and think some things through that you need to. Anyway, I'm enjoying a nice cigar, sitting out here reflecting on something, and I thought I would share it with you. You know, I hit a really, really rough patch many, many years ago. And many of you know the story, and it's kind of like an Uncle Paulism, something like I kind of beat to death with you guys. But when I was 23 years old, just a long, long time ago, when, as Billy Joel would put it, when I wore a younger man's clothes, I had just really almost like, not almost, the year, I had the year from hell. And at just the ripe old age of 23, I had lost my father, as in he had passed away. And I was just really, really close with him. And as many of you know, he was a dear friend of mine, not only my dad. We worked together. He was my very first boss. And I just had all these things going on in my life between losing my dad, and I had just gotten married, which is not a bad thing. But, you know, you add that into losing your dad and kind of being at the quote-unquote crossroads. I was lost. And I'm sure many of you have experienced that. In fact, maybe there's some people right now who are listening to this, and maybe you feel a little bit lost. And something happened to me during that time that I felt really changed my life in a rather profound way. And I want to share it with you. I was working as a pressman to sort of further my understanding of the graphic arts industry. My father had this incredible idea. He said, you know, if you really need to understand the people you're selling to, so why not go to work as an apprentice for this friend of the family's who owned a printing company? And, you know, he taught me the business inside and out. It gave me a great understanding of the people that we were selling to and everything. But one day, a gentleman walked into the print shop, and it's someone, you know, I had known my whole life. And it was another friend of my dad's. A lot of them knew each other, by the way. And he was very good at that, like matchmaking and introducing people who should know each other and everything. And he came in not to order printing or to talk about print or anything else, but he came there as a true friend, not only to my dad, but to me. And he came there, and this is so long ago, he actually had a cassette tape. Those of you who are in my age group, you actually know what a cassette tape is. And this cassette tape was from someone who had a very unusual name. I had never heard of this person before, a gentleman by the name of Zig Ziglar. And he handed me this, not Zig, you know, this friend of my father's, handed me this cassette tape. And it was this whole thing that Zig Ziglar did on goal setting and the importance of goals, how to set them. And, you know, just really just an incredible cassette tape, not only for just like the mini gold nuggets, but just in the pure motivation and inspiration that Zig provided. And it motivated me. It jump-started me. It just gave me fuel. It gave me direction and purpose. And it just set me in motion to setting goals and to getting my life back on track. But more importantly, it really got me back to something that my father really, really believed in and got me going on back when I was like 14. And it was just getting good things into your head and just getting good ideas and you know, self-development and things like that. So how is this really a tip for you? I mean, am I telling you, run out and get that Zig Ziglar cassette if you can, right? Which now would be like a download. Well, first of all, yeah. I mean, I think it's an awesome thing, and you could actually get it on Amazon. You guys know I'm not affiliated in any way, but I believe the name of the program, you know, I'm going to butcher the title, but it's probably close enough for you to find it. It's actually called Goals, Setting Them and Achieving Them on Schedule, or something like that. But here's the main thing that I want you to think about, and this is what I want you to take away today. Never underestimate the power of caring about someone. About caring about someone enough to give them something unconditionally that you believe that could help them. And many times we sit back and we watch people struggling and we think, well, what can I do to help, right? And, you know, we sit there and maybe we say some, you know, some cute little rah-rah speech to them or something like that. But this guy was a true friend. And he handed me the cassette tape. He explained to me how he went through a rough patch. And he went through a really bad rough patch without getting into too much detail. Imagine going through your whole life and then having your mom, who at this point, I think his mom was like 80-something years old. She had attempted suicide several times. And he explained to me how this got him back on track. And he was going through a period of time where everything was starting to turn around for him. And he simply told me that he wished that for me. And again, being a true friend, he gave something unconditionally. And I just wanted to offer that to you. Perhaps there's someone you know that there's something that has motivated you and that's helped you, and that you can help get them back on track. And I want you to think about that. But most importantly, I want you to never underestimate the power of doing something like that. I think we all have that ability to do that. We all have the ability to care. Sometimes we just get so busy saying, I don't know what to do. And we kind of feel helpless too, watching someone we love, someone we care about, go through a rough patch. So I'm hoping that helps you in some kind of a crazy way. If not, then, you know, you got to hang out with me for a few minutes while I have my cigar out here at Casa de Castain. But I want you to think about that. Think about maybe someone you know that's going through a rough patch right now. Be a true friend. Offer something, no strings attached, unconditionally. Care about them. With that, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Take care, everyone.